Welcome back to the Learn English Podcast, the podcast teaching English so you can learn naturally. On today's episode, we are going to try to build that English vocabulary and sound like a native speaker by talking about some idioms. Specifically, we are going to talk about some idioms with the word nerve in it. Oh, the nerve of it all. Do you know these idioms? Do you understand what they mean when someone is saying that you are working their nerves? Or that you hit a nerve, or that you need to keep your nerve. All of those mean extremely different things, even though they might sound kind of similar. If you want to learn more about these idioms and build your English vocabulary, then follow along because we're about to begin. Before we start, a reminder to look in the description of this podcast episode. That way, you can find the list of words and phrases, and specifically these idioms that I talk about in this episode. That way, you can take them and start studying them to build your English vocabulary. Let's talk about these idioms. All of these idioms are going to have the word nerve in them, even though they are going to mean very different things. Just to start off, we're going to talk about what nerves are. Nerves are things that are in your body. They connect your brain and your spinal cord to different parts of your body, and they send messages to and from your brain. Now, these are important. But they don't necessarily have to do with the meaning of these idioms. Just keep that general idea of what a nerve is and see if you can understand why we use the word nerve in these sayings. I'm going to try to organize them to make the most sense as possible, but like I said, these mean all very different things, and the idiom might slightly change depending on what country you are in and the particular type of English you are around. I'm going to try to cover that as well, so that way you can know what someone means when they use these idioms. Let's start with the first one. The first one is to get on someone's nerves. To get on someone's nerves means to be very annoying or to irritate them. For example, I live in a particular neighborhood where the houses are very close together, and there are some dogs in my neighborhood who love to bark. They bark late at night, they bark early in the morning, and a lot of times they're barking. Gets on my nerves. That means that their barking irritates me because I'm trying to sleep. I'm trying to get a good night's sleep, and I am constantly woken up by these dogs barking. Another way to say this is that someone is working your nerves. Getting on someone's nerves and working someone's nerves means about the same thing. Working someone's nerves means that something is being irritating or annoying. I can say that those dogs barking are getting on my nerves. I can also say that the dogs barking is working my nerves. Both of those mean the same things, and you will hear people use both of those particular versions of this idiom. Now, to make this idiom a little bit stronger and a little bit more powerful, we can add the word last. So we have the saying getting on someone's nerves, but we can say getting on someone's last nerve. That particular version of the saying is more forceful and it implies that someone is about to do something. If I say that the dog's barking is getting on my nerves, that means that I'm irritated and that I don't like it. But if I say that dog's barking is getting on my last nerve, that implies that I'm about to take some action to get that barking to stop. Maybe I'm going to go talk to my neighbor. Maybe I'm going to call some city official and complain. Maybe I'm going to call the homeowners association that makes the rules for the neighborhood, and maybe I'll call them and complain. But I'm going to do something because it is to the point where I need to act to make this thing stop. If you find something irritating, very irritating to the point where you want it to stop and you're going to do something to make it stop, use that word last in this idiom. Say that something is getting on your last nerve because that really implies that you're about to take some type of action. Our next set of idioms are pretty interchangeable, and you will hear different versions of this idiom depending on what country you are in. I am talking about to touch a nerve, to strike a nerve, or to hit a nerve. All of them mean the same thing, and what this idiom means is that someone says or does something that creates a very strong reaction in someone else. This doesn't necessarily have to be annoyance or irritation, like to work someone's nerve or to get on someone's nerve. When you say someone hit a nerve or struck a nerve or touched a nerve, that means that they caused someone else to have a very strong emotional reaction. It could be anger, it could be sadness, it could be annoyance, but it's a very strong reaction. Let's do an example here. Let's say that you have a friend who just had a divorce. Their partner that they were married to left them, wanted to get a divorce, and now they're really sad about that. When you go and see that friend and you have a meal with them, you wouldn't want to bring up the topic of divorce. If you did, you might cause them to become very upset. Maybe they would cry, maybe they'd get very angry at you. But if you did that, you would have touched a nerve, hit a nerve, or struck a nerve. Bringing up something that you know is going to really hurt someone's feelings, that's going to be very difficult for them to hear. That's what this is referring to. That's what that idiom is referring to. Really saying something that would be painful for somebody else and cause that strong emotional reaction. Kind of think of it like when you hit your elbow on something and you have that intense type of pain. We call it a funny bone, but there's really nothing funny about it. If you've ever hit that particular part of your elbow where that nerve is, you feel that sudden intense pain. Think of that when you're thinking of this grouping of idioms that we're talking about causing some sudden intense pain in someone else by saying or doing something. Our next idiom is to have the nerve to do something. This is when someone is particularly bold, but usually disrespectful and a little bit ridiculous in what they're doing. This usually applies when someone says or does something, usually when they're criticizing another person, but they do the same thing or even worse. For example, let's say that you have a coworker who is late to work every single day. They have never been on time ever. And then one time you come to work late by 1 minute and they get mad at you and they criticize you. You can say, "I cannot believe they had the nerve to tell me that." That means that you can't believe they were so bold. You can't believe they said something that was disrespectful, but also a little bit ridiculous, considering that they do the same thing and even worse. Now, sometimes you will hear this idiom get shortened, and sometimes people will just say the nerve. They might cut out that front part of the saying. So, for example, if your coworker criticized you for being 1 minute late to work, you might just say the nerve, or you might say the nerve of them. In that case, it means the same thing. You are being a little bit shocked by what they said and thinking it's a little bit ridiculous that they are criticizing someone when they do something that's a lot worse. And that ties into our next set of idioms. So, when someone has the nerve to do something, it means that they're very bold, but usually disrespectful. Our next set of idioms has to do with someone being bold and brave, but not necessarily disrespectful. This type of idiom really has to do with someone finding the courage to do something. And the saying is to find your nerve or to gather your nerve. That means that someone is trying to find or gather their courage, their bravery to stop being scared so they can do something. Maybe there's someone that you want to ask out on a date, someone that you kind of like, but you're a little bit nervous. Maybe they'll say yes or maybe they'll say no. If you're scared, you have to find your nerve or gather your nerve so that way you can go and ask them out on a date. You need to find that inner courage so that you can ask them out. You can also hear the saying, keep your nerve, which is when you found your nerve, but you need to keep it. So maybe you found your nerve, you gathered your nerve, and you're walking up to the person that you want to ask out on a date, but then you start getting scared again. You want to keep your nerve. That means stay calm, stay courageous. Stay bold and then complete that action that you need to do. You might also hear this when something tragic happens, if there's some type of accident or some type of disaster. If someone is in that situation and they're able to stay calm and they're able to do some heroic and courageous thing, then you can say that they kept their nerve. That means that they kept calm, they kept cool. They didn't get nervous, they didn't get scared, and they did what they needed to do. They did something heroic. So, if someone is able to act courageous in that kind of scenario, you can also use that saying that they kept their nerve during the accident or during the disaster. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned a little bit about these idioms, and I hope you can use them in conversation and understand what a native speaker means when they say them. These are not even all of the idioms with the word nerve in them. We use so many idioms in English, and I know it can be a little overwhelming at times. But if you liked this episode, if you would like more episodes like this in the future, then please leave a comment and let me know. There are so many idioms. We can do a lot of episodes like this, but of course, I don't know if you want that unless you tell me. If this podcast is helping you learn English, if it is helping you with your English journey, please consider leaving us a rating on whatever app you use to listen to this podcast on. You can also tell a friend, tell a family member, tell someone who is learning English so we can continue to grow our audience. You can also follow us on social media at Learn English Pod. The website is learnenglishpod.com. And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode when it comes out next week. Until then, keep learning English.